Oh, yeah, some of us have the Beatle fever. Paul McCartney, last night at the United Center, he wraps up the entire tour tonight, and that is why we are now presenting our Beatle report to the nation. And a big breaking rumor, stand by for that. First of all, judging by the text, it was quite a show last night. Sir Paul was absolutely fantastic last night. Bob, you're in for a treat tonight. I was at the concert last night. Oh, my, Bob, fantastic. Yeah, word is, and let me check with our young resident Beatle maniac from our staff, Haley. He does like, is it almost 3 hours? Haley, is that right?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours nonstop, and for an 83-year-old, that's fantastic.
I've seen him a couple of times. The guy never even takes a drink of water during the show. It's unbelievable.
I know. I've seen him like 3 or 4 times, too. I mean, he's just, he has so much more energy than all of us combined. It's insane.
My spies tell me it's because he swims and does yoga and, of course, strict vegetarian. So he goes on about 8:20 after a video.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from other people as well. Yeah, about 8:20-ish.
Good night, Paul.
Say good night, John.
Good night, Paul.
Good night.
What are we hearing about tickets for tonight, Haley?
Yeah, so it looks like there are still quite a few resale tickets left over. There were some seats on the side that seem to have opened up, and they're about $400, but they're not the greatest view. But we do have standing room for the entire United Center, and those are going for about $195.
Those just went on sale, didn't they?
Yeah, those just went on sale. I think it was early yesterday, so before the show yesterday as well.
Now, one reason why, if you're checking StubHub and you're seeing the good seats for thousands and thousands of dollars and waiting for it to go down, it's not going to go down. And one of the reasons is our breaking rumor news. Haley?
So, it is rumored that Ringo Starr may or may not be making an appearance tonight, and another name that's been thrown around is Mike Love. So, we got a couple of good options here. Obviously, I definitely prefer one over the other, but...
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Well, hopefully it'll be Ringo.
Oh, I hope.
And you've uncovered a trick. If you are going tonight and you have got bad seats, there's still hope, isn't there?
For a certain age group, yes. If you're well under the age of 40 and you're an attractive young lady, there's a very good chance that if you have nosebleed seats like I do, that you could be approached by someone with a green lanyard with a Paul McCartney Got Back logo on there, and you might get upgraded to the first or second row, and it's about 20 seats per show. So about 10 seats in the first row, 10 seats in the second row.
After the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address.
It'll be tossed, I know. So have Paul's people been doing this at all his shows?
Yes, it's been at all the shows up to this point, and from what I've been seeing on social media, same thing happened last night as well. So I'm trying to hold out a little bit of hope here.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Ringo coming on stage tonight. See, to me it makes sense. I've thought something like this would be going on. It's the last show on the tour. Who knows how many tours Paul will have at 83. We hope there's another one, but who knows. This started with a post on Reddit, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I want to say it was posted around maybe 2:30-ish this morning. When I saw it at about 4:30, it had been up for about 2 hours. But I will say that since then, it has been taken down by moderators, so not the person who posted it. So I'm thinking that maybe it has a little bit more credibility that Ringo might make an appearance tonight, and the Beatlemaniac in me is just screaming right now.
Yeah, I was so excited this morning, I couldn't tie my shoes.
I know. I mean, we were texting this morning. I cried as soon as I saw it.
Yeah, Haley sends me the Reddit post. That was allegedly posted by someone who worked at the United Center. So the fact that it was taken down gives the rumor more credence, don't you think?
I would think so. And I did leave a message with the United Center as well, so I'm hoping that they'll get back to us before the show's over. I highly doubt it, but I really, really hope Ringo's there.
And now, is there also a word and a big rumor causing ticket prices to go up about me being there tonight?
maybe they might lower. You never know.
Yeah, they might lower. I'll handle the jokes, Haley. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Steve, now did you write down all this Beatles stuff so you can use it on the news?
And they've expanded the security perimeter. I'm guessing that's for you as well, right?
Oh, man. Well, tomorrow morning it'll be an interesting broadcast because I figure, let's see, he does like 3 hours, goes on about 8:20. That's like 11, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then get home midnight, get to sleep by 12:30, back here on the air at 6.
You just come straight in. Just
good night, Paul. Say good night, John.
Yeah,
good night, Paul.
Bob.
Good night.
8:47.
We'll have some energy drinks here for you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.